live righteously.
Hey, it's me, Richie T. Thank you for tuning in to the Cultural Hall and for this special episode where we visit with the makers and remakers, I guess is the way to call it, of Postum. I know you love Postum. I love being able to visit with these guys. If you want more of the Cultural Hall, you can find us online at theculturalhall.com. You can follow us on Twitter at theculturalhall, and you can always email me if you've got suggestions for the Cultural Hall, richie@theculturalhall.com, and that's Richie, R-I-C-H-I-E. I won't stall any longer. Let's go ahead and get into this special episode where we visit with the makers and remakers of Postum. It's time for a very special episode of the Cultural Hall. It is, it's me, Richie T, and I'm sitting down with the owners, the spearheaders, the folks that are making Postum make a comeback. It's Dale and June, and they're all the way out in North Carolina, Charlotte to be exact. Thanks for joining me here, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
And, you know, I've got to tell people how this all came about. So right before Christmas, I was over at the Harmons in my neighborhood. It's a grocery store for people who don't have Harmons in their neighborhood. And as I was checking out, I happened to notice right at the point of purchase, right there, right in the checkout aisle, was cans and cans of Postum. And for me, growing up, born and raised in the church, I had always heard of Postum, and you know, for what I guess is to be a very good thing, it's always kind of been a butt end of a joke where it's like, oh, well, you're going to drink Postum, or Mormons drink Postum, or you know, kind of Postum in the punchline there. I took a picture of all of these cans of Postum, put them out on my Facebook page, and I said, you know, I'm resisting temptation right now, kind of, you know, tongue in cheek joke about, you know, avoiding appearance of evil, that kind of thing. Well, I had no idea, but this thing blew up where people are like, where is it? Where can we get that? I thought they stopped making it. Where is this Postum? Tell me the address of this grocery store. I need to come get it. And it was probably 20 or 30 folks who said, man, this Postum thing, that's for me. I can't believe that that's back. Then I got in contact with you guys, and here we sit in the Cultural Hall talking about Postum.
Yes, we were as upset as everybody else was when Postum was taken off the market. I was much like most Latter-day Saints, we had Postum in my house, you know, when we were little, and I grew up drinking it and always had some. And then when June and I got married, June was a convert, and so she had drank Postum as a child too, more as you know, because her mom wouldn't let her drink coffee with the adults. But then, of course, you know, as she got older, she switched over to coffee. But after she joined the church, she went back to her childhood days and started drinking Postum too. And so we were both, as adults, real avid Postum drinkers. And so, you know, we were very upset when it went off the market, and that kind of spurred us into trying to make it ourselves, didn't go very well, and that's kind of how we started, was making it ourselves, and so we ended up coming up with a Postum replacement, and then we found out that the trademark had been sold, and we approached the people who had it and ended up buying the trademark, and here we are.
Well, Dale, I'm having a hard time believing, though, that non-members drink Postum too. Is that what you're trying to sell me right now?
Oh, yes. A lot of non-members do drink Postum. If you look into the history of Postum, it was actually made by a guy who was a Seventh-day Adventist. And so they all drink Postum. And so it's you know, very well accepted, you know, in non-Mormon circle for those who are especially health conscious, either for religious reasons or because they have, you know, just a desire to drink healthy things.
You know, we're assuming that a lot of people know what Postum is, so let me go there. It's an instant drink that is essentially made of, and correct me if I'm wrong, wheat bran, wheat, molasses, and maltodextrin from corn.
That's correct. Those are the four ingredients. So the same ingredients that were in
Postum that was made at the turn of the century, the same ingredients as in the Postum that we've released recently.
And as I'm looking here on, I'm reading about this on Wikipedia. It's a pretty fascinating history. It says the drink became very popular, making Post, the original owner of it, wealthy. Its aggressive advertising with the mysterious slogan "There's a reason" warned against coffee and caffeine's alleged dangers. So much so that Postum was often marketed by an invisible cartoon ghost named Mr. Coffee Nerves.
Yes, we've actually been able to find some of the old advertising on the internet. And Mr. Nerves is the person who drank coffee, and the person who drank Postum was this real calm, cool, collective person. But it was funny that because when Post released Postum, it was a new concept to buy quote-unquote healthy products to consume, you know, at the marketplace. And that was their advertising was, they're advertising something that was good for you because coffee was not good for you.
So how is it that you guys, I mean, Dale kind of gave us a story in that you guys both, you drank it growing up and because you weren't allowed to drink coffee. He drank it growing up in an LDS household. But there seems to be something missing where it's just like, well, we liked it and now we want to make it and now we want to bring it back on the market.
Well, actually, that's basically what happened. But when we tried to find Postum and couldn't find it anymore, we got on the internet and saw that there were thousands of people trying to find Postum. And their reaction was really strong. There were people wanting to boycott Postum. There were petitions out there. There were blogs, people, you know, mourning Postum. There was even a radio broadcast, and it was public radio, and it was these two anchor people drinking their last cup of Postum. And we realized that if Postum was out there, that people would want it, that people still wanted it. It wasn't just us.
And the drinks that were available as Postum replacements, people were not happy with. They just didn't have the same kind of flavor or the same kind of consumer satisfaction of drinking Postum.
So talk to me about, you guys said you tried to make it. Now, for me, I think that would be the end of my story. If I had an obsession with something and then tried to make it, I'd be like, well, this doesn't taste like it, and I'm done.
Well, basically, I started thinking, if I could make it in my kitchen, maybe I could find somebody that would help me make Postum, that we could actually possibly try to make Postum again. And I did that, and I was actually able to make Postum in my kitchen. After pulling out, I found old patents that were no longer alive. They were dead patents, to see how it was made. And then after talking to some family members who were scientists, thought that maybe I should talk to a food science department. And we ended up working with the food science department at North Carolina State, because the final steps of making Postum is really difficult to do in the kitchen, because that's when you make it to the instant powder. And then after that, we ended up working with the food science department at Purdue. And then we were introduced to a gentleman who's a retired food scientist, and his specialties were starch. And he actually liked what we had done and saw that we'd been able to repeat it. And we actually were able to get it made through some equipment at the food science department at Purdue. And he wanted to be business partners with us. And that's how it really took off. He knew people in the business, and he introduced us to manufacturers, and then it started becoming kind of real then. It started becoming more than just making it in the kitchen. It started becoming a huge production in a manufacturing plant because of his contribution.
Yeah, June and I are both educators, and you know, we have no real background in the food business, and so when we met Tom, his name is Tom Llewellyn, our business partner, who's a food scientist, he gave us some credibility, you know, with the folks in the food beverage industry, and he was a great help and has been a great business partner.
Did you get pretty sick of going, hey, try this? Does this taste like it? Try this.
I did. As a matter of fact, one time our business partner, Tom Llewellyn, asked me to go out and find 25 people that would taste it and see if it tasted like Postum. And at that point, I wasn't sure if he was just trying to keep me busy to keep him off his back, or if I really needed to do it. But what I found out was we really did need to have it, because the first time we went into a manufacturing company, they wanted to hear, you know, what we had done. And the fact that we had done a survey with our product and that people liked it made our product a little more credible too. But yeah, it was not a lot of fun. But because we go to the Mormon Church out here in North Carolina, it was easy to find people that wanted to try Post.
Do a lot of people's memories seem to remember it exactly the same? Because I think that would be hard too. It's been gone since 2007, and getting sparser and more sparse in those last few years. That there's a lot of people that probably had it before. I truthfully have never tried it, and I'm making the plan to try it. But my question is it one of those things where you have to go, now do you remember that what it tastes like, or is it so distinct that you'd go, yep, Postum, or no way?
Well, there's some different reactions. It tastes almost just like the old Postum, but I think you can taste the molasses in this product that we're making a little bit more. Although the ingredients are the same, the ratios are the same. We found that one of the difficulties was we couldn't make it the same way Post did, because they used old hearth ovens and old cast iron equipment, and those types of equipment are no longer made, so it's made in a modern manufacturing plant now. But there was someone who is a food critic who literally compared them side by side, like in the jar, how it smelled, when you put it in the cup, everything. And he said this is the best thing that he's had since Postum went off the market 7 years ago, because he tried some of the other replacement products that were made with barley. And roasted barley tastes very different than roasted wheat. So Postum is real unique because it's roasted wheat and molasses, when all the other coffee alternatives are roasted barley and molasses.
So what's the plan then? You guys were able to get the trademark. You're able to get the original recipe now. And you've started making it. As I understand it, it's only really available here in the state of Utah.
It's actually available in a couple more states now. There's if you look at our website, it's in Nevada, but just I think one or two stores in Nevada, and Arizona, Wyoming, and
Vermont Country Stores is carrying it, and there are a couple of stores in Illinois as well.
Right, and then of course Amazon, if you Google it, you can find some different people that are carrying it. Amazon is one. And there are a couple of other online stores that are carrying it.
And you can always get it by going to our website, postum.com, and you can order it straight from us if it's not available in your state.
But that's what we're working on. We're working on making it more available than just out there. And in the West, where most of the Mormons live. But we knew that was probably a good place to start.
Does it seem bizarre for you guys, where you live in North Carolina, all the way over there on the east side of the United States, to be like, yeah, we're making this product and we're having a huge response to it, but I can't get it at the grocery store down the street?
There are a lot of people on Facebook every day. They're posting, when are you going to have it in our state? When are you going to have it like in North and North Dakota? When are you going to have it in Minnesota? When are you going to have it in Texas, New York? And they're all asking when they're going to be able to go to the grocery store and buy it. That's our goal, is to get it in all the grocery stores. But what we found is, because it's been off the market for a while, it's not like starting a new product, but it's like starting over. And we have a distributor, and he's working with other distributors. And it's only been on sale, I think it's like 5 months now. And sales are picking up. There's some grocery store chains, and we're trying to get it in other parts of the country too.
How did you guys
take a while?
How did you guys get to the point? As I understand it, you guys aren't regulars in the food and beverage industry. So how did you make the transition, or are you still working day jobs and doing this on the side?
Oh yes, we're still. I'm still a school teacher. My husband's still a school psychologist. We work after hours and on weekends.
All just out of a love and a passion for Postum.
Well, we thought that we could maybe make some money, too. We thought that if we got it back out there, people would want to buy it. And when we looked at the sales figures that we also got along with the trademark and the trade secret, we saw that, what Kraft was making wasn't that much money to them compared to some of their other cereal products. But that was a lot of money to us, so we thought our little company, we could form our little company and, you know, pick sales up, hopefully, to what Kraft had when they discontinued it, and we'd be real happy with that.
So when it was removed off the market, it was still a profitable item?
It was, but I think it was not as profitable. And there's, you know, there's a story to tell about that. Kraft sold a division of their cereal product, and the people that bought that division discontinued several products, and one of them was Postum. So it wasn't like people weren't buying it anymore. It was just how products will just disappear, and you can't find them anymore. Postum just kind of disappeared when there was a large company bought a division of another large company.
Yeah, and it appears that you know, they just wanted to concentrate more on other processed food, you know, that were much more profitable than Postum was at the time.
Do you have any sort of reaction from members of the LDS Church saying, hey, you know what, this is like coffee, it's, you know, the appearance of evil, we should be avoiding it? Do you have any sort of criticism as far as that goes?
No, we haven't gotten any of that, but, we, you know, we have, you know, had some criticism about, you know, the difference between the original Postum and what we've released, but generally the reception has been very, very good and very, very positive. But we haven't had anyone say anything about you know, avoiding the appearance of evil or anything like that.
Are there recipes? You'll have to forgive my Postum ignorance, but you can make it as a drink, but can you also use Postum for other things? Like, could I sit down to a Postum cake?
Oh, yes, we've done that. We've made Postum cookies and things like that. As a matter of fact, and so there, if you look at old cookbooks, you can find Postum recipes. We actually found, they didn't call it a Postum latte, but it was a cookbook that was about 60 years old, and you just take Postum and milk and a little bit of powdered milk and put it in a blender and then heat it up, and it's like a latte. We also noticed that in the older Postum cans, people made Postum syrup. They put like sugar and water and Postum and made like a thick syrup and put it over ice cream. So, and yeah, and my business partner and his wife actually made a Postum cake, yeah.
Are there plans to release those kind of recipes with this whole onslaught of Postum?
Well, there are plans to do other things with this product. For example, there was a coffee flavored at one time, but it was not actually coffee that made it taste like coffee. But it was an extract that tasted like coffee. So our plans at this point is just to really try to get Postum out there across the whole country like it once was. You could go into any grocery store just about and get it. Even out here in North Carolina, you could find it at just about any grocery store. But after that, we're looking at coming out with different flavors of Postum. Beyond that, we haven't really gone there yet, beyond that.
What's the, do you guys have a timeline? You're like, oh man, if we don't make it by this date, do you have something like that? Or is it just, you know, as long as we can do it, we'll keep doing it?
We have no plans of stopping what we're doing. What we found is that the longer our distributor is working and the harder he's working, the more people are buying Postum and the more profitable it's becoming. So we don't have any plans of changing anything at this point.
So what can people do if they don't have Postum in their area? You mentioned the Facebook page. You also mentioned Postum.com, where people can go and buy it. And how much does a can of Postum run?
A jar of Postum right now on Postum.com is $11.95. And what we're doing at this point is we are trying to get the price of it down, because when you start making a product, it's difficult. Like, there are a lot of startup costs. So what happened is when Postum was released, the distributor set the price at $11.95, but our goal is, you know, the more we make, the bigger the batches are, is to get the price down a couple more dollars a jar.
And so people can go to Postum.com and they can order it, but how can we help you get it into the grocery stores?
What our distributor tells us is go to a grocery store and ask them if they sell Postum, or just call a grocery store and ask them. As a matter of fact, that's what he says. Sometimes he responds to people on Facebook. He, you know, is administrator to our Facebook page also, and He is said that the reason why he was able to get a couple of the grocery store chains to carry Postum was because people actually called the stores and were asking for it. And if people ask for it, it would help.
Yeah, Matt, who is our distributor through Bridge Industries, has done a good job of getting it out and making it available to grocery stores. I think a lot of the stores have been hesitant because it's been off the market so long, and they're not sure that there is as big a demand for it as it was before. And so it's been kind of a longer process than what we thought it would be to get it back out to the public.
And there really hasn't been any advertising other than our Facebook page at this point, because even on our Facebook page, every day somebody will post, "Postum is back, I had no idea." So we're still in the very early stages.
So we've got the postum.com. I want to make sure that people know that they can, in fact, get it and order it there, right?
Yes.
And a jar for $11.95 will run, how many cups of Postum does that get somebody?
It's roughly 50, but depends on how strong you want to make it. It says to use a teaspoon in an 8-ounce cup. But even when we drank Postum years ago, I usually put a couple of teaspoons.
Okay.
And my husband would put probably a tablespoon in there.
Oh, you guys, you like it too strong, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tend to like it, you know, where it could possibly choke a horse. You know?
Is there any part of the Postum story that I'm missing? Something that you want to let people know about it?
Well, the story is basically what we've told you, but I don't know if people are really that interested, but I worked in my kitchen literally for 6 months, roasting wheat and molasses and steaming it, you know, molasses in with my bran, and there were just a lot, they were like, you know, a good 6 months of that, and, you know, percolating it and drying it and all that. And every time it would get so frustrating because it was just took a lot of time, I'd go to my husband and say, "I don't know if I can do this anymore." And he kept saying, "Well, just try it one more time." And so there have been several stages during the development that it's gotten frustrating because we didn't know how far we could take it because it's been very time-consuming, it's been expensive. But I always got the encouragement from my husband to keep going, and I think, you know, he had good advice because things are working out well now. People can actually buy Postum again.
Yeah, there's a reason, you know, when she came to me and said, you know, when we make this company, you know, I want to be the president, you know, and so that's why she's the president and I'm the vice president. You know, some things, you know, just aren't worth arguing over.
Was there moments where your faith played into the persistence?
Well, yes. We always made our financial decisions and you know, because we invested so heavily into this as a matter of prayer, and we always, you know, look to our faith as a guide on how to run our business and work with the people that we're working with. You know, we definitely consider you know, our company a faith-based company. Whenever we make a financial decision, we always try to petition the Lord, make sure that we're on firm ground as far as our business practices are concerned, because, you know, we recognize that that Postum is, you know, definitely related to, you know, because of who drinks it, to our faith. And so we want to make sure that we represent our faith in the appropriate manner that would make, you know, not only our family proud, but, you know, our God proud too. So, you know, that has been a big factor in how we've tried to develop this product. Making sure that we're doing it the right way.
Let me ask you guys this before I let you go. As I mentioned before, I've never tried it before, so walk me through how I want to do this so that I don't have a bad first experience.
Okay. Well, what I would do is the easiest way to do is just get you a mug and fill it either half to two-thirds with water and stick it in the microwave for 2 to 3 minutes until it starts boiling. And then I would put in a couple of teaspoons of postum and stir it. And then I usually put in a little bit of sugar, maybe a teaspoon. Sometimes if I got a sugar fix, I'll put 2 teaspoons in. And then I'll put in a little bit of condensed milk with mine too, because I like the milk that, you know, the light, you know, the creaminess that the milk adds to the flavor. But there are a lot of people that drink it straight with no sugar or milk. But I was, ever since I was a kid, I always put sugar. When I was a kid, I put 2, 3, sometimes even 4 teaspoons of sugar. But I don't do that anymore. But I still like mine with milk and sugar. June just puts a little bit of milk in hers. She doesn't add sugar to hers.
And what you'll find is because there's molasses in postum, if you just put a very small amount of sugar, it'll boost that sweetness up. Like if you put a teaspoon of sugar in there, it might be make it even too sweet because it's already got the molasses in it.
It just depends on your sweet tooth.
Right.
Sounds to me like Dale's got a pretty big sweet tooth there.
Yeah.
All right, well, you guys, I'm going to try it, and I will let you guys know how it goes. I hope that this is just the beginning of a friendship, a relationship between the two of us, and I appreciate you guys taking some time from your busy postum making and distributing schedules. And again, people can get it by going to postum.com. You can order it sent to your house. You can go to the Facebook page for Postum. Now, there's a couple. Which one is, how do people know which one is yours?
The Facebook page?
Yeah,
there. You just go to postum.com and click on the Facebook page off of the website. You'll know you're on the correct one.
Okay, so don't be fooled by the wrong Facebook page for Postum. You can go there. You can find out about all the information of where Postum is going to be. And then again, if you want it to be in your grocery store in your neighborhood, you can call your grocer and say, "Get me Postum, and get me some sweetened condensed milk and a cup of sugar the way that Dale likes it."
That sounds good.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.